Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3. Now, Asia Pacific's exponential growth in air travel demand is driving the region's projected 200,000 increase over the next 20 years in world airline traffic. Changi Airport saw almost half of its 61.9 million passengers between January and November last year come from Southeast Asian countries. However, passenger confidence in airlines is wavering after a string of serious aviation incidents and accidents in recent years, culminating in the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration downgrading several regional markets to a Category 2 safety rating. Thanks to social media, the voice of the consumer is influencing airline operations. As such, companies need to refocus their priorities on more than just cost-cutting to emphasize flight safety and reliability. In view of the upcoming Singapore Air Show 2020, we're chatting today with Paul Neff, Regional Director, Airlines for APEC at Honeywell. Paul, welcome back to Money FM 89.3.
My pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
So we talked about this rapid growth of the APEC aviation market. Give us your thoughts.
Actually, we as a business are pleased that the aviation industry is growing in Asia Pacific. It gives us business opportunities. We're actually quite excited with some of the opportunities that it puts in front of us, partly for the growth of our airline customers and our own business, but also an opportunities for the traveling public to get out and see other parts of the world that they wouldn't otherwise see. I think that's a good thing for all of us.
Exciting times, of course, but then ensuring flight safety seems to remain an issue, especially in the region.
It always has been, and I think it always will be. In the aerospace industry, by and large, safety is our number one priority, regardless of whatever else we're doing. And everything else really does take a second seat to that, whether it be from a regulatory perspective, from an airline operator perspective, or from a supplier such as ourselves perspective. Our focus is on making sure that the traveling public and the operating airlines are having the best equipment that they can and the most efficient operations that they can put in place. There cannot be efficient if there's a safety concern.
Of course.
So we're focusing on making sure that all of those things come together, both with the goods and services that we provide and with the new generations of activities that we're involving in, such as our Honeywell Forge big data solution, which allows the airlines to track and to eventually predict eventualities associated with equipment failure and that sort of thing.
Has there been any headway in rehabilitating some airlines' reputations at this point?
There has and there hasn't. I mean, airlines, this is a public perception thing. And what we have seen is that airlines, once there is an incident, and it doesn't matter who it happens to, all of the other airlines' heads jerk up and they go, oh, let's have a look and see what we're doing and what we're not doing. And the regulators do the same thing. So whenever there's an incident, whenever there's something that happens that causes a public reaction to the way the airlines are operating or to a specific airline, all of us jump in to look at our own contribution to resolving that problem. And in our point of view, as a supplier of goods and services to the airlines, one of the first things we look at are the functionality of our equipment on those specific airplanes in which the incident occurred or within the jurisdiction. And are we providing the right goods and services? Are we following up? Are we helping rather than contributing to the problem?
So at this point, airlines are hoping to strategically reduce those cost-cutting measures, which was something that they had to do in light of what's happened. What are some of the strategic investments in technology that can maybe help them achieve this while still improving flight safety?
Well, flight safety is always the number one priority. So anything else that contributes to the efficiency also has to contribute to safety of flight. The new big data solutions, which we and many other operators are focusing on, ours is called Honeywell Forge for Airlines, is an application where we track the data which the airlines are already producing. And they've been producing it for many, many years, but we've never really done much with it. But with big data solutions, we are now able to look at trending for specific types of equipment and look at predicting when a piece of equipment should be removed so that it doesn't cause a failure or a delay or a cancellation of a flight. And eventually, we would like to get to a point where we can prescribe activities that the airline or the airline aircraft operator can do so that they can avoid equipment failures or delays or cancellations in their operations. So these big data solutions are, among other things, one of the points of the spear, if you will, that we're trying to point to this sort of activity.
We're speaking with Paul Neff, who's Regional Director Airlines APEC for Honeywell Aerospace. So the technologies, Paul, that you mentioned earlier that Honeywell offers that can help in this regard, how accessible are these solutions?
Well, we're trying to push them to all of our airline customers. Some airlines are more adept. Their IT departments are bigger. They're more capable. They have their own engineering departments. But we're also pushing them to the second and third party maintenance and repair organizations we talked about in the past. Many of these low-cost carriers have a third party which provides the maintenance and overhaul and repair services for them. So we're working hand in glove with them as well as directly with the operators to help them look at the advantages of a Honeywell Forge for airlines application, both for their equipment as well as for the equipment that they're providing for a third party, for example. In addition to that, the types of data and the types of equipment that we offer to the airlines are subtly changing. We've all focused on black box recovery when airlines have an accident. There is the capability now to take the data that the airline is producing and that's being recorded on these black boxes and send that information directly to the ground through a high-speed SATCOM type of link. We have a SATCOM offering which allows the airline or the aircraft operator to take the data, the critical flight data that they would want in the event of an incident or an airline accident, to be able to record that and send it down directly to the ground real time so that we don't have to wait for the recovery of the black box. And that's a development that is coming really as we speak, as the SATCOM availability becomes better and the pricing for airtime on the SATCOM becomes more affordable.
Paul, where's Honeywell's position in terms of what the future of flight looks like? We've got urban air mobility coming up as well.
The urban air mobility stuff is a huge challenge for all of us, for the regulators, for the operators, for the traveling public, I think. And it started out, you know, with the building of target drones for the military many, many years ago, where we would put the ability into an aircraft to fly it from the ground. And the military would use it as a target and they would shoot it down. That technology has now moved into the small cargo package space, so the Amazons, the QO10s, the internet provider of goods and services can use that for their last mile delivery. But also we're looking at the delivery of people in urban areas. So today, for example, we have helicopters that deliver people in emergency circumstances or very high-paying executives from one place to another, short-distance delivery. If that can become more commonplace for the traveling public, we can avoid some of the traffic jams on the ground. But then that rolls back into what sort of control and sensing systems do you put on these aircraft so that they fly safe, so that they avoid crashes, that they avoid bumping into each other, that they avoid crashing into buildings or landing hard and thus injuring either property or people. And so Honeywell is one of those companies that is doing a lot of work. We have a lot of sensors, be it radar, ground proximity warning systems, collision avoidance systems, the big data solutions, the crunching of data in real time for flight efficiency and for flight accuracy, so that these urban air mobility devices can fly as efficiently and as safely, but without all of the long-term consequences associated with the validation and verification that we have to do for an aircraft that's going to fly transcontinentally or transoceanic.
Also to help avoid maybe human emotions, arrogance, as it seems to sound like, coming out of the tragedy that happened to Kobe Bryant, where reports suggest that that kind of weather shouldn't have been flown in. And perhaps his pilot felt, you know what, I can do it. I'm a seasoned pilot and I know what I'm doing. But to avoid that, technology could really help.
Indeed. With the right sensors and with the right information.
Without a doubt, you would know this is not weather I can fly in.
Right. And the regulatory agencies are taking another look at these sorts of issues. I think both we as equipment suppliers as well as the people who do fly the aircraft to make sure that they don't fly in marginal conditions, if you will. And some of that has to do with some of these big data solutions that we're looking at as well. If we can take real-time weather data, for example, from other aircraft flying within a region and send that to a data center and make that available to airplanes that are ready to take off, which is another service that we at Honeywell are looking to do, that then could provide additional information for such incidents where there are aircraft that feel like they need to accomplish their mission, but the conditions are just marginal.
What are the biggest challenges Honeywell is facing today given that the situation is so volatile, for example, with the coronavirus outbreak, people aren't flying not because it's unsafe, but for other reasons?
Well, for us, there's never enough money coming in and there's never enough goods being sold. So it's the same problem we have regardless of the time of the day or the season of the year. But for us, these kinds of circumstances give us an opportunity to pause and take a look at what we're doing and what may be an opportunity in the making. For example, with airlines cutting back on some of their capacity to specific destinations because of the coronavirus, it gives the airline an opportunity to look at maybe they should be doing some additional repair and overhaul and C-checks or D-checks on their airplanes where they didn't have time to do that with a busy travel schedule that wasn't impacted by some such event. So this is an opportunity for all of us now to take a look at sort of a respite, a rest period in between busy travel periods to help us move and accomplish the sorts of things that we would otherwise want to do.
Always a pleasure speaking to you. Paul Neff, Regional Director, Airlines APEC at Honeywell Aerospace. Paul, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.